It's a period of transition, is the interwar period. There's a lot happening, a lot changing. And I think really the whole atmosphere of that period is that people felt that they were living through changing times probably as never before. It probably wouldn't surprise us in an age when things change so rapidly. But when you're being brought from 19th century Victorian society, which was a much slower change of pace, to the interwar period, which was a rapid change of pace, I think it was important. Just think about what you'd seen. If you come in 1839, suddenly women had the vote. That's a new one. Suddenly you've got motor cars. That's a new one. Suddenly you've got major industrial disputes. That's a new one. You've never had anything as big as the general strike. Suddenly you've got the emergence of new political groupings who become fairly effective, fascist groups, etc. Well, that's an interesting one as well. Also, you've got Britain's relative industrial decline. All new things compared to 19th century Victorian Britain.